The Corn Palace, as I alluded to earlier, definitely more filled seats than empty seats tonight. A Wednesday evening matchup in the Great Plains Athletic Conference between the Dort College Defenders and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. The Dakota Wesleyan men have been ranked in the top 10 of the country for most of the year. They stand 12-3 in the GPAC, 22-3 overall. Tigers are a perfect 12-0 at the Palace. They bounce back from back-to-back losses to Midland and Morningside to drop Doan on Saturday, 86-83. Jalen Voss is the Wesleyan scoring leader with a 20.6 points per game average and returned to action last week after missing five games with an injury. He's converting 58.6% of his field goals, takes in 5.6 rebounds per game. Chris Manning is good for 17.2 points per game. He takes away 5.1 rebounds per contest and has 76 assists. Trey Berg is good for 15.5 points per game. He is 64 of 154 from the three-point line and is averaging nearly four assists per game. Joey Mitchell, an off-season pickup by way of Black Hills State, concludes the double-figure scoring with a 10.6 average. He has 76 assists this season. Jade Miller scores 9 points per game. Tate Martin is the leader in assists with 101 through 25 games played. All of those assists have come as a reserve. The Defender men sport a 16-8 overall record, 8-7 in league play. The Defenders have lost back-to-back games once this year, have a season-high winning streak of four games and two other strings of three in a row. Nathan Rendles, a junior, leads the team in points, rebounds, and assists with 16.9, 5.0, and 4.5 per game, respectively. Tyler Walterstrup is good for 13.1 points per game, and he averages 4.5 rebounds. Two players are the team leaders in free throws attempted with 186 and 176, respectively. Rendles has made 84% of his tries. Walterstorff is at 68%. Brian Sumner scores 11.5 points per game and is the team leader in three-point shots taken with 134 and made with 50. Leighton Sampson scores 10.9 points per game and is converting 55% of his shots. Alex Terpstra is good for 9.6 points per game and he has taken 134 three-point shots as well. He's converted 40 of them. David Denherter adds 8 points per game, 70% of his field goals. Taylor Feenster and Andrew O'Donnell score 7.0 and 6.0 points per game, respectively. Wesleyan men came from 40-29 down to beat Doan Saturday, 86-83. Berg at 29, Voss 19. The Dort men beat Hastings 94-84 after outscoring the Broncos 59-48 in the second half. Dort converted 51.7% of their field goals and had 54-44 rebounding advantage. Rendles at 24, Walterstorff at 20. They combined for 35 points in the second half. The Dort men lead this series 34-31. Dort won the December 10 meeting in Sioux Center 84-83. Rendles topped Dort with 21 points. David Denherter added 17. Brian Sumner 12. Voss led all players with 28 points, 13 of 21 shooting. He had 5 rebounds, and all of his scoring came in the second half after he was set with foul trouble in the first half of play. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We have had our national anthem. Let's take a look then at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for the host team, the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. They will start 0. Jalen Voss, a 6'7 senior from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 20.6 points per game. Seems like he has been around forever. Number two is Luke Bamberg, a 6'6 senior from Corsica, South Dakota, averaging 6 points per game. Number five is Trey Berg, a 6'1 junior from Crook, South Dakota, averaging 15.5 points per contest. Chris Manning wears number 10. He's a 6'4 sophomore from Corsica, South Dakota, averaging 17.2 points per game. And Joey Mitchell rounds out the starting lineup for Wesleyan, 6 foot senior from Tulare, South Dakota, averaging 10.6 points per game. Off the bench, expect to see Jade Miller, a 6'4 junior from Mitchell, South Dakota, averaging 9 points per game. Jason Spicer is also averaging 5.4 points per game. He's a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number five, a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, Brian Sumner. Number 15 is Nathan Rendles, a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 16.9 points per game. Tyler Waltersdorf wears number 35. He's a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 13.1 points per game. Andrew O'Donnell wears number 21. He is a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 6 points per game. And David Denherder rounds out the starting lineup for the Defenders. He's a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 8 points per game. Stay tuned following the conclusion of our basketball game tonight. Wireless World postgame wrap comes your way at the conclusion of this men's basketball contest. We had it already for the women's game. The women's game, by the way, a final of 64-54. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. These two teams played in Sioux Center back in early December. Dort College survived Dakota Wesleyan with that one-point victory. Wesleyan had a chance to take the lead, unable to do so late. Dort College rode it out for the win. Opening tap is up, controlled by Wesleyan, and we are underway. Joey Mitchell will bring it up for the Tigers. Mitchell drives in, pull-up jumper from 10, good. Joey Mitchell wastes no time taking the lid off of the basket for Dakota Wesleyan, and Wesleyan leads it 2-0. With the basketball out front is Sumner. Sumner to Rendles. Rendles puts it on the floor with the left hand. Drives in, puts it up with the right hand, good. Right hand, left side, Nathan Rendles with a driving bucket, and both point guards exchange, opening two-point salvos. Pass goes down low to Voss. Voss takes it up against Denherder, blocked from behind by Denherder. Rebound Denherder. He outlets to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Tyler back over to Rendles. Rendles left side. It goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Sumner. Sumner right side. Waltersdorf feeds it into the corner on the right side to Rendles. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shakes right, goes left, comes to a jump stop, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Manning. Mitchell with the basketball, drops it off right side, Bamberg. Bamberg puts it up over the top of Denherder and draws the foul on David Denherder. And it would appear to me Dakota Wesleyan, part of their game plan tonight, taking it right at Dort College's big fella, David Denherder. Denherder whistled for foul number one. Two shots on the way for Luke Bamberg. Bamberg, a 70% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way is up and good for Bamberg. Bamberg averaging 6 points per game. He is the lone starter for Dakota Wesleyan, not averaging double figures. Second free throw on the way for Bamberg. Left it short, no good. And the Wesleyan lead is 3-2. 3-2 our score. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles in between the circles. Goes right side to Denherder. Denherder out front. Waltersdorf guarded there by Mitchell. Comes back right side to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner with it right side. Bryan comes back over to Tyler. Tyler gives it up. Rendles. Rendles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell hesitates, drives baseline, gets caught on the reverse layup, and it's blocked out of bounds. Last touch by They say last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. O'Donnell had it blocked, but they called it out of bounds off of Dort College. And Coach Ross Dalma up and voicing his displeasure to Ron Jackson. Top of the key three by Jalen Voss. Voss hits the three. Jalen makes it 6-2. Dakota Wesleyan in front. They go over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles drives into the lane. Nathan with a two-point basket answering. Well, I'm not that terribly smart a guy, but I think basic physics on that play where they said it was last touch by Dort College doesn't work out. Shot in the lane is up and for Chris Manning. Manning with a two-point basket, and Dort College trails it 8-4. 8-4 our score. Rendles underneath, then Herder. Then Herder puts it up, and Voss commits the foul. Jalen Voss commits the personal foul, and that was a case where Dort College saw that Voss had not beaten Den Herder to the spot. Den Herder got the step, and Jalen picks up foul number one. That was the storyline in game number one between these two teams nearly 2 months ago. That was early foul trouble for Jalen Voss that limited his play. David Den Herder's first free throw is no good. He's got another one coming, and Voss will check out of the basketball game. Voss checks out, and it appears to me that Dakota Wesleyan's Matt Wilbur, the head coach, does not want a similar situation as the first meeting of these two, and he will set Jalen Voss down for a couple of minutes and allow him to get his legs back. Den Herder in the process misses both free throws. Trey Berg comes back, drills the triple, and Dakota Wesleyan out to an 11-4 lead. 11-4 our score. Waltersdorf to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it up to Rendles. Rendles shakes right, spins into the lane. His short jumper, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Leighton Sampson checks in. Alex Terpstra checks in. O'Donnell checks out. Den Herder checks out. Dort College brings the play in from the sideline. Rendles to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rendles gets it in. Sumner, Sumner, Rendles. Rendles for the basketball, and Rendles, they say, never established himself back in bounds. Costly turnover by the defenders early on. Every turnover in a game like this is costly, especially when you find yourselves in a 7-point hole early on. Right side, Berg. Berg, another three. This time he missed it. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra, long pass ahead to Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles in traffic. Dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson underneath, off of the glass, good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point basket. Dort College down 5, 11-6. Into the front court with the basketball is Manning. Manning stopped on the left elbow. Manning with the basketball down to the baseline. Put his shoulder down, didn't get any ground. Terpstra was able to fight him off. Mitchell passes back out front. Manning. Manning to Berg. Berg left side. This is Miller. Miller in traffic to Spicer. Spicer puts it up. Shot no good. Jason Spicer misses the short shot. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Down by five. Rendles. Spin move in the lane. Double teamed. His shot. Go count the hoop, and he is fouled. Nathan Rendles, spinner in the lane, and he is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Voss is in. Spicer is out. Jalen Voss checks back into the ballgame. That foul, by the way, went on Spicer, and that's his first. Rendles, free throw for the three-point play is good. Nathan Rendles makes the free throw. He's got seven. Dort College trails 11-9. Three-pointer the other way, Manning. Bamberg. No, that's Manning. Manning with the three. 14-9, he answers the Dort College run with a three-point basket. Rendles out front, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, Waltersdorf. He'll let fly with the three. It's good. Tyler Waltersdorf with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 14-12. Mitchell out front, Manning. Manning in between the circles, Berg. Berg lobs down low for Voss. Voss working on Sampson. Lowers his shoulder with a shot, no good. Missed it. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Sampson that time tried to hold his ground but was unable to do so against Voss. Rendles with an off-balance shot. He's got nine, and we're tied 14-14. 15-17 remaining in this first half. We have our second tie of the ballgame. Ball screen out front. Driving in is Berg. Berg. His pass tipped away, Sumner. Sumner comes away with it. Sumner driving in. Lays it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound tipped by Rendles, taken back by Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Mitchell puts it up in traffic off of the glass, good. Joey Mitchell with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 16-14. Dort College unable to capitalize on the steal by Sumner. Rendles tried to tap in, but Mitchell was able to defend it. Mitchell ends up with the shot. Leighton Sampson over the top, gets it. And Jalen Voss unable to defend it. Leighton Sampson has 4 points. 16-16, our score. Pass goes down, right side, Voss. Voss misses the shot from the perimeter. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson gives it up to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, 14-20 remaining. Nathan Rindles, spinner in the lane, his shot up on the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Manning. Manning with the basketball, gives it off to Mitchell. Mitchell with the ball across the timeline, back to Manning. Manning on the right wing. Manning back to Berg. Berg left side. Miller. Jade Miller to Mitchell. Mitchell, lob pass down low for Voss. Voss lay in good. Jalen Voss with 5 points. Dort College trails 18-16. Rindles coming back the other way. Line change coming for Dort College. Walterstorff, high arching three, good. Two threes for Walt. Dort College takes their first lead at 19-18. 13:40 remaining first half. Long ways to go in this one. Dort College battling back from a 7-point deficit at 11-4 to take the lead 19-18. They pass it down low to Voss. Voss loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will send four new players into the fray. Terpstra will stay on the floor. You've got Nabla, Trammell, Feenstra, and O'Donnell on the floor joining Terpstra. Well, Dort College, I look at this lineup, and I hope we're able to score some points if you're a Dort College fan. P.J. Trammell in between the circles on the right side. He's got it on the right wing. P.J. looking for Terp. Terp, open three, good. Alex Terpstra makes a liar out of me. Dort College leads by four, 22-18. I guess on that possession we found out where the points were going to come from. Pass goes to Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball on the wing. Martin lobs it down low. With it is Voss. Voss working on Feenstra. Feenstra staying low. Martin with the basketball comes back to Berg. Berg, right side Miller. Miller on the wing. Round the horn they go. This is Tate Miller. I beg your pardon. And we've got a technical foul called on the Dort College defenders. Not sure who that's going to go on. They called a foul initially on Trammell. And they're going to call the technical on Trammell as well. That's number two on PJ, so he picks up two fouls. Wesleyan will be shooting technical fouls. I don't believe Berg was shooting on the play. So Berg will shoot the technical. First free throw by Berg is good. Another one on the way. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Berg makes both free throws. Now Wesleyan will resume. Will come back to where the technical foul was called, and that's Wesleyan inbounding. And they're going to inbound it on the sideline. Well, Coach Ross Dalma trying to get an explanation out of Jeremy Grady and not getting one to his liking. Berg, three, good. Trey Berg off the inbounds pass gets the triple, and the defenders trail 23-20, a 5-point possession for Wesleyan. O'Donnell out front, Terpstra. Terpstra, top of the key, three, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin gives it up to Berg. Berg driving in, his shot no good. Rebound taken down by Pat Nabla. Patrick gets it ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra in traffic. Nothing there. Comes back out front O'Donnell. O'Donnell to P.J. Trammell. Trammell has, well, he passes down low to Feenstra, and he has its pocket picked by Berg. Berg with the basketball on the left side. Berg with it. Comes back to Tate Martin. Martin to Berg. Berg underneath Voss. Voss guarded there by Feenstra. Feenstra bodies him. Voss into the lane, might have lost his footing, no travel call made. Pass comes back right side, Tate Martin. Tate Martin trying to find Voss, and it deflects off of Voss. Here's Trammell. Trammell ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, spin move, puts it up, and a blocking foul called on Trey Berg. Trey Berg whistled for the personal foul, and he's upset with the call. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot two free throws. Well, the motion's running high already in this one. Oftentimes, you'll see that at the end of January, beginning of February. The battles get a little more tense. O'Donnell to shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Wesleyan pleading their case that should be before the shot. And it was before the shot. This was a one and one. Well, two shots on the way. O'Donnell misses the first one. Everyone acts like it's a live ball. And the referee has to step in and say, nope, we've got another one on the way. That is just team foul number three on Wesleyan. Second free throw on the way by Andrew is up and through. So O'Donnell makes the free throw. He's one for two. And the defenders tied up 23 all. Tate Martin with the basketball. Martin out front in between the circles. Goes left side. Comes back over to Mitchell. Joey Mitchell. They get it down low to Mitchell. Mitchell shot good. He got loose. He's got six. Joey Mitchell got free in the lane. His right-handed shot was good. Terpstra over the basketball, working against Trey Berg. He comes back right side over to Rindles. Rindles to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up off of the glass. Good. Tyler Waltersdorf with a two-point bucket. He's got eight. And we're deadlocked at 25 all. Pass comes out front. Trey Berg. Berg to Martin. Tate Martin down to the baseline. Comes back to Manning. Manning three. Good. Chris Manning with his second three, and Wesleyan leads 28-25. 10:50 remaining in the first half. Tyler Waltersdorf ball fake. He's going to drive in, tries to dump it off for Den Herter. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, now it's Matt Wilbur's opportunity to let the officials know he's displeased with that call. Nathan Rindles will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Waltersdorf on the right elbow, working on Manning, crosses him over, off the glass, good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 10 points, and the defenders won a timeout, trailing by a point. 28-27, timeout Dort College, 10:38 remaining in this first half. Well, we played about a game's worth, first 9:22. Back with more after this. Wesleyan basketball after the timeout. Joey Mitchell into the offense. They give it to Manning. Manning against O'Donnell. Kick out pass right side. Jade Miller shot no good. Rebound tapped by Rindles. Controlled by Sumner. Here comes Dort College. Rindles with the basketball. Puts on the Jets. Puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound cleared by Jade Miller. Jade Miller gets it ahead. They come right side, Manning. Manning driving in, and Manning runs over the top of David Den Herter and picks up the personal foul. Chris Manning whistled for the personal, his first. 28-27, Dakota Wesleyan leading by a point. Dort College basketball. A high energy, high pace, first 10 minutes of basketball. Wesleyan by a point, 28-27. Rindles with the basketball. He gives it up to Sumner. Sumner, right side, Rindles. They try to feed it underneath to Sampson. Sampson loses it. It's taken away Mitchell. Mitchell gets it ahead to Bamberg. Bamberg into the front court. Bamberg out front, Berg. Berg gives it up. Left side, Manning. Manning guarded by Waltersdorf. Swing pass, Berg. Berg, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Bamberg. Bamberg to Mitchell. Mitchell drives in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the block. Coach Ross Dalma is demonstrative as I've seen him in some days, in some games, I should say. Trying to squeeze a little bit more out of this Dort College team. Here's Voss. Voss shot in the lane off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up underneath Sampson. Sampson reverse layup. No good. Voss got a piece of it on the way up. And the two Worthington natives and relatives battling again. Interesting storyline there. Goes down low to Voss. Voss. Kick out pass, right side, Manning. Manning, three, good. Manning with 11. Wesleyan leads 31-27. When I talked to some folks in the know here in Mitchell, they said this Dakota Wesleyan team lacked focus on Saturday against Doan early. They have not lacked focus here early tonight. Waltersdorf, ball fake, drives in, draws some contact, shot off the side of the backboard, no good. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Trey Berg up the floor, gives it to Jade Miller. Miller, layup good. Wesleyan opens up a six-point advantage, 33-27. Back the other way, Joey Mitchell comes away with the basketball. Mitchell driving coast-to-coast, layup good. Joey Mitchell with eight. Wesleyan has opened up an eight-point advantage, 35-27. Dort College forced to use a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Ryan Sumner gives it over to Rindles. Rindles, Terp, three ball, yes. Alex Terpstra with a three-point bucket. Dort College down five, 35-30. Defenders used a timeout to talk things over, come out with a set play, and they execute it and get the bucket on top of it all. Mitchell with the basketball back over to Manning. Manning the hot hand early. He's got 11. Remember, he went for 38 last year against Dort College at the DeWitt. Wesleyan basketball, Jaden Miller. Miller drops it off for Bamberg. Bamberg stripped by Nabla, picked up by Miller. Miller hook shot in the lane, good. Jaden Miller averaging 9 points per game. He's got four, and the defenders trail 37-30. 7:18 remaining in the first half. Not many foul shots in this one. Not many stoppages in play. Terpstra goes right side to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles with the ball. He comes back right side to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. He gives right wing to Nabla. Nabla, Rindles. Rindles thought about the three. They give it to Terp instead. No good. Short. Rebound cleared by Manning. Manning with the basketball. Manning up the floor. He's got it on the right-hand side. Driving in against Rindles and swiping away at it was Nabla, but they're going to call a foul on the play. If it goes on Rindles, it's number two. We hope it's on Nabla. He's got fouls to give, and that's his first. Team foul number five on the defenders in this half. 6:48 remaining in the first half. Inbounding the basketball will be Berg. Berg gets it in to Mitchell. Mitchell back to Berg. Comes back Manning. Manning lets fly with another three, and he hit it again. Four threes for Manning, 14 for the ball game, and Dort College finds themselves in a double-digit deficit, 6:33 remaining in the first half. Dort College needs a bucket to stop the bleeding. With it on the right side is Sumner. Sumner in the lane, back to Nabla. Patrick with it, back over to Sumner. Sumner, three ball, got it. A three-point basket by Brian Sumner, his first of the ball game. Dort College trails 40-33. Now you need some stops. They feed it underneath. Berg, layup good. Trey Berg on the back cut. He's got 10. And the defenders trail 42-33. Rindles with it. They dump it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up. Shot no good. Off balance. Rebound taken away by Manning on the weak side. Manning comes back over to Mitchell. Mitchell with it on the right wing. Mitchell back to Manning. Manning right side. Jade Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller around the horn they go, back to Manning. Manning step back three, his fifth of the half, no good. Rebound taken away by Nathan Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles shakes left, goes right, takes it in against Mitchell. His shot no good. Terpstra unable to gather in the rebound. Manning saves it in. He gets it ahead to Trey Berg. Berg with the basketball. Wesleyan spreads the floor. They've got five shooters on the floor right now. That makes for some interesting matchups. You've got Feenstra having to guard someone on the perimeter now. Closest thing to a post player Wesleyan has on the floor is Bamberg. Three-pointer up and good for Manning. Manning with five threes. He's got 17 and the defenders trail 45-33. Terpstra with it on the left wing. Terpstra back to Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it up. Nabla. Nabla. Terpstra. Terpstra to Feenstra. Feenstra. Baseline jumper. Good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails by 10, 45-35. Manning goes right side to Bamberg. Bamberg. Berg. Berg. Cutter in the lane. Good. Trey Berg with a two-point bucket. He now has 12. And the defenders trail 47-35. Dort College unable to get stops on Dakota Wesleyan here in the first half. So far, Dort College playing to Wesleyan's pace. Shot by Terpstra, no good, but a push-off inside called on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the foul, the push on the rebound. That's team foul number six on Dort College in this half. Wesleyan in front by a dozen. 4:18 left to go in the first half of play. Sampson on the floor now with O'Donnell, Walterstorff, Terpstra, and Trammell. Wesley encountering with their starting five of Mitchell, Bamberg, Manning, Voss, and Berg. They give it to Voss. Voss in the lane. His hook shot in the lane is good. He spun back to the middle of the lane. Jalen Voss with seven. Trammell comes back to Terpstra. Dort College down 49-35. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell shakes right, drives left, puts it up. The hesitation shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul goes on zero. Jalen Voss, his second. 3:47 left to go in the first half. And now decision time for Matt Wilbur. And it appears Wilbur will send a new player into the game, and it appears he will go with a small lineup again. First free throw by O'Donnell is good. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Well, now they're going to let Voss stay in. They sent Martin to the scorer's bench to check in and then pulled him back. O'Donnell makes both free throws. And the defenders lead 49-37. Wesleyan basketball, Bamberg. Bamberg goes left side to Berg. Berg to Voss. Voss, 15-footer on the baseline, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan back to Berg. Berg, quick three, and he sends it into the spot where the rim connects the backboard. Lodges it there, and on the alternating possession, it's Dort College basketball. Walterstorff gets it in to Trammell, 3:25 and counting. Dort College down 12, Trammell with it on the right wing. Trammell out front, they lob it down low for Sampson. Sampson with the left hand, can't get it to go. Rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan and Luke Bamberg. And Bamberg's outlet pass is kicked. It'll be Wesleyan basketball underneath the hoop. Well, this is as full as I've seen the Corn Palace in the now 14 times I've come here for regular season meetings. A couple of postseason meetings in there as well. It still didn't get this full. Interesting to see what the turnstiles say when this one's all done. Manning goes right side back to Berg. Berg on the right side, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Chris Geras comes up from the baseline, and he says we've got a foul on Dort College, and I believe that's going to be on Terpstra. And for Alex, that is number one. 2:53 left to play in the first half. Dort College down 49-37. Manning with two free throws. First free throw on the way for Manning is good. He's an 84% free throw shooter. This will be his 98th free throw shot this season. He's made 82 of them up to this point. That one's up and straight through as well. Manning having a big first half. 19 in the first half for Manning. And Wesleyan leads it by 14. Trammell into the lane. Trammell fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Tate Martin. Martin whistled for his first. And P.J. Trammell will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to score his first varsity points for the defenders this season. Saw his first varsity action last Saturday. First free throw on the way for P.J. up and no good. Trammell, a freshman, joined the basketball program a little late as the football team, he played cornerback for the football team. They didn't conclude their year until November 15. Has had pretty good junior varsity outings. And he drills that free throw, so P.J. Trammell, his first varsity points. And the Dort College defenders have cut the difference down 51-38. Driving in, they dump it off, and a layup no good by Luke Bamberg. Here comes Dort College. Trammell in traffic, off of the glass, good. P.J. with 3 points now, his first field goal this evening. And the defenders cut it down to 51-40. Let's see if Dort College can neutralize some of the momentum here in the first half. Right side is Berg. Berg with the basketball, Martin. Martin goes left side to Bamberg. Bamberg to Manning. Manning back to Bamberg. Left-handed three is up and good. Well, if Luke Bamberg's going to start throwing those in, Dort College is in trouble. Bamberg averaging 6 points per game. He's got four. 54-40, North College down. Tyler Walterstorff in traffic, gives it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell in the corner against Mitchell. Off of the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound tip, controlled by O'Donnell. O'Donnell up, strong, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 5 points. North College trails 54-42. 1:40 left to play in the half. Tate Martin with the basketball. I don't know if you can keep this pace up for an entire ball game. Joey Mitchell misses on the layup attempt. Saves it in right to P.J. Trammell. Here comes Trammell for the defenders. The freshman from Holland, Michigan, hesitates. He's on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Comes over to Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff, left the three. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Manning. Manning with the basketball. Gives it up Martin. Martin into the front court. Tate Martin driving in, and he is tripped up from behind. We'll see who the foul goes against. It's going to be a 1-1 for Martin. Foul called on Andrew O'Donnell is his first. 54-42, Wesleyan in front by a dozen. Tate Martin, a 71% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and the bonus. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. First free throw is up and good for Martin. He makes the second one as well. Jade Miller will check back into the ballgame. Martin checks out. Wesleyan leading 56-42. 1:10 left to play and counting now. Rindles up the floor. Rindles with it in between the circles. Nathan shovels it right side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff guarded there by Stephen Lee. Shot by Walterstorff, no good. Rebound cleared. Strong rebound that time by Luke Bamberg. Bamberg will walk it up. He hands it off to Trey Berg. Berg with the basketball. The junior from Crook, South Dakota, guarded by Dort College's Brian Sumner. Sumner, the sophomore. Right side pass is deflected out by O'Donnell. O'Donnell knocks it away. O'Donnell, one of three Sioux Center natives in the regular rotation for the defenders, taps it away. Wesleyan leading 56-42. Wesleyan inbounding right side, Trey Berg. Berg with it at the top of the key, guarded again by Sumner. They give it back to Miller. Jade Miller goes into the corner, Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Berg out front, guarded by Sumner. Gets a pick. He'll drive the lane. Puts it up over the top of the defense. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Bamberg. His shot no good. Tap in is good. Luke Bamberg with a two-point bucket. He's got six. And Wesleyan opens up a 58-42 lead near halftime. 9 seconds left. Rindles to set the offense. Rindles driving in right side. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. So free throws on the way for Nathan Rindles. Rindles with 9 points. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Nathan Rindles is on the way. It's up and good. Rindles 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 58-43 our score. Trammell checks in. O'Donnell checks out. And another free throw on the way for Rindles. Rindles' free throw is up and through, so Nathan Rindles makes both free throws. Defenders trail 58-44. Berg with the basketball at half court. Let's fly. His shot, no good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan 58, Dort College 44. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on really KDCR. Like a high-octane first half of basketball, resulting in Dakota Wesleyan leading Dort College 58-44 at the intermission. Wesleyan got out to an 11-4 lead. Dort College tied at 14-14 at the 15-17 mark. We were then tied again at 16-23 and 25. After that, Dakota Wesleyan went on a run to get up 35-27. Dort College answered with a three to make it 35-30. And Wesleyan opened up their first double-digit lead at 45-33. And they pushed that lead up to as many as 16, 58-42. And we're at halftime, 58-44. I don't have the stats in front of me. I'm not following the live stats online. I'm going to guess Dakota Wesleyan's shooting about 60% from the floor. I'm going to guess Dort College is right around 50. Somehow, Dort College has to slow this pace down a little bit and crawl back into this ball game, trailing by 14 on the road against Dakota Wesleyan. But Wesleyan, I'm guessing this is a far different looking team than the one that the faithful saw here at the Corn Palace on Saturday when they squeaked one out against Doan. Tonight, Wesleyan looking pretty good, every bit the number six rating in the country that they held this week. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, I was slightly off on my estimates for the first half of play. Dort College shooting 48.5% from the floor on 16 of 33. I guess them to be around 50 to 55% if I remember correctly. Dakota Wesleyan, I had them pegged at 60%. They're at 55.3%. Just seemed like they were shooting 60%. Part of that is because they went 9 of 15 from the three-point line. Wesleyan, 21 of 38 from the floor, 55.3%, 9 for 15 on threes, 60%, 7 of 8 on free throws, 87.5%. Dort College, 16 of 33 from the floor, 48.5%, 5 for 9 on threes, 55.6%, 7 of 11 on free throws, 63.6%. Rebounds, Dakota Wesleyan 17, Dort College 13. Turnovers, Dort College 4, Dakota Wesleyan 3. Dort College was led in scoring by Nathan Rendles with 11 points, 4 for 8 from the floor, 3 for 3 on free throws. Tyler Walterstorff ends up with 10 first half points, 6 for Alex Terpstra on a pair of trays, 4 for Leighton Sampson, 3 for P.J. Trammell, 2 for Taylor Feenstra, 5 for Andrew O'Donnell, 3 for Brian Sumner. There you've got 44 points for Dort College. That's a good offensive outing. Defensively, got work to do. Dort College allowing 58 points, 19 of them by Chris Manning. 5 for 6 on 3, 6 for 7 from the floor. That's how you get 19 points, along with 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Trey Berg ends up with 12 first half points. 7 for Jalen Voss, 6 for Luke Bamberg, 8 for Joey Mitchell, 4 for Jade Miller, 2 for Tate Martin. Rebounds, haven't had a ton of missed shots, so you don't have a ton of rebounds. Dort College limited to one offensive rebound, 13 total rebounds. No one with more than two. You've got four different players with two rebounds each. For Wesleyan, Chris Manning has six rebounds. Dort College allowing four offensive rebounds by Dakota Wesleyan. Luke Bamberg also has four rebounds. He's got six rebounds as well. Joey Mitchell with six assists. Luke Bamberg with four for the Tigers. Alex Terpstra with three assists for the defenders. Nathan Rendles with a pair. We're at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan 58. Dort College 44. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more from the Corn Palace in a moment.
It's important.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, it is amazing what a little winning will do for your atmosphere. The Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, they're packing the palace again, and I've not seen it this full before, and they've got the pep band going, and atmosphere is pretty electric for a small college basketball game. I'll still take the DeWitt, but I'm a little biased there. The Dort College defenders trailing Dakota Wesleyan 58-44. Here are the halftime scores from across the conference, and a couple that made me pause and go, One of them happening over in Yankton. Morningside 39, Mount Marty 37 at halftime. Hastings leads Doan 38-32. That's being played at Hastings. Concordia leads Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime 51-49. And the Briarcliff Chargers doing to Northwestern they did to the defenders last week Wednesday, and that is jumping all over them. And right now they are up 45-20 with a little bit left before the halftime. Here in Mitchell, Dort College has some work to do, trailing by 14, 58-44. Coming up on KDCR this Saturday, Dort College hosting Grace University out of Omaha, Nebraska. Non-conference basketball, Dort College taking on the Royals. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. 1 week from this evening, Dort College at Alley Gym as they take on the Morningside Mustangs in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half action from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Jalen Voss misses on the first shot of the second half for Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College comes back. David Denherter gets his first field goal of the night. And the Dort College defenders trail 58-46. With it underneath is Jalen Voss. Voss lowers his shoulder. David Denherter gives way. Not by his choice. And Jalen Voss gets the two-point basket to go. Well, I was shocked at halftime. The ghost of work-study past, Brooke Viering, stopping by the booth, and always good to see a familiar face on the road. She's alive and kicking in Mitchell, so just really good to see those young people again after they graduate. Fortunately, they don't forget about us that quickly. Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan 60-46 as they swap buckets to start the second half. Both post players getting a bucket. O'Donnell will check out of the basketball game. Checking in is Terpstra. Waltersdorf gets it into Alex. Alex with it deep left side, 18:45. They give it to Rindles. Rindles in the corner. Rindles back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the right wing. Dort College down 14. They've got to chip away. Rindles will let fly with a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tap out. Controlled by Sumner near midcourt after Denherter tapped it out. Terpstra drives into the lane. His off-balance shot is good. Alex Terpstra with eight. That time the ball fake got him a little bit of room to work. And the defenders lead it, trail it 60-48. Dakota Wesleyan with basketball. This is Berg. Berg working against Sumner. Berg gets the shot to go. And he will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Brian Sumner called for the personal foul. It's foul number one on Brian, and Berg will go to the free throw line. With 14 points, he's got another free throw opportunity. He's got a chance to extend the lead. Wesleyan is led by as many as 16. It's now back to 15, 63-48. With the basketball is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets it in to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. He'll walk it up. Joey Mitchell meets him there. Right side, Rindles picks up his dribble, trying to roll it down low to Denherter. Instead, has to go to Waltersdorf on the perimeter. Comes back to Terpstra. Terpstra right side, Rindles. Rindles to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up, gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. The foul's going to go on Chris Menning. That's number two on Menning. Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line for the three-point play chance. 17:51 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College down a Baker's dozen, 63-50. Sumner will check out. O'Donnell checks in. So Coach Ross Dalma hurrying up the rotation, or speeding up the rotation, if you will. Waltersdorf makes the three-point play. Dort College trails 63-51. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Berg. Berg passes right side to Menning. Menning gives it up to Mitchell. Mitchell gets a lane, pulls up, 10-footer, good. Joey Mitchell with 10 points, averaging 10.6 points per game. Rindles will bring it up for Dort College. Nathan Rindles, right side, Terpstra. Terpstra, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles gives it up, Terpstra. Terpstra to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Tyler back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, left side to Rindles. Rindles, Denherter. Denherter puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Rindles out long. Comes over to Terpstra. Terpstra open three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Luke Bamberg, and we've got a foul called on Bamberg on the rebound. Luke Bamberg whistled for his first personal. Team foul number two on Dakota Wesleyan, and the Natives are restless here in Mitchell. Inbounding the basketball will be Nathan Rendles. Rendles gives to Den Herter. Den Herter with the basketball on the right side. Rendles comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking on the right elbow. Comes to Terpstra. Terpstra, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Jumps over the top. Gives it up to Den Herter. Den Herter, two field goals in the second half. Defenders trail 65-53. Some point, Dort College is going to have to string some together. They still trail by a dozen. Mitchell with the basketball out front. Mitchell looking down low for Menning. Instead finds Berg. Shot no good, and a foul called over the top. That's going to be a push on Menning. Menning has just picked up his third personal. 65-53, our score. Jade Miller will check back into the ballgame. Miller will check in. Menning will check out. So Menning, who had the hot hand of the first half, effectively takes himself out of the basketball game early in the second half. He'll get a chance to think about things. See, he picked up two quick ones in terms of fouls here in the second half. Nathan Rendles across half court. Rendles with it on the right side. Gives it to Terpstra. Terpstra picks up his dribble. Right side, Rendles. They roll it down low for Walterstorff. Walterstorff working on Miller. Spins back to the right. Off of the glass. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with 15 points. Defenders trail by 10, 65-55. Bamberg goes to Berg. Berg back to Bamberg. Bamberg looking down low for Voss. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Mitchell. Mitchell on the left wing. Mitchell looking down low. Passes over the top for Voss. Lost it. Picks it up. Muscles it up. Good. 11 points for Voss. Dort College trails 67-55. They roll it down low for Sampson. Sampson puts it up, and it's blocked from behind by Bamberg. Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop, trailing by 12, 67-55. 67-55, Dort College down 12, 15:39 remaining. They pass over the top, Walterstorff, ball fake. It's on the left side. He's going to put up the 17-footer, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball, has a lane to the hoop, double clutches, layup good. Joey Mitchell with 12 points, and the Wesleyan Tigers extend the lead back to 14 after Dort College had it down to 10. Left side it goes, they try to dump it down low for Sampson. Rendles has to come from the weak side after the ball came loose, and he skates along the baseline, taps it off of Boss out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College had it down to 10. Wesleyan answers with two in a row in terms of buckets. They lead by 14. Rendles, right wing, back over to Walterstorff, ball fake. Puts it on the floor, drives into the lane, has it stripped. He'll bring it back out to the perimeter, 14 to shoot. Rendles out front, back over to Ty. Ty, right side, Feenstra. Feenstra facing up 15 feet from the hoop on the right wing. Comes back over to Tyler Walterstorff. His three is good. Tyler Walterstorff with a three-point bucket. He's got 18. The defenders trail 69-58. 69-58, our score. Mitchell goes to Bamberg. Bamberg right side, Miller. Miller back to Mitchell. Saved in by O'Donnell. And the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan will have the basketball. Rendles will check out. Checking in, Sumner. 14:38 remaining in the ballgame. Mitchell with the basketball. Mitchell goes to Miller. Miller to Voss. Voss with the left hand, good. Jalen Voss with 13 points. Dort College lead a trail 71-58. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Walterstorff. Walterstorff left side. They give it up to Feenstra. Feenstra working on Voss. Feenstra, airborne, double team, back out front, Walterstorff, Walterstorff, three, good. Tyler hits the three, Tyler Walterstorff with 11 second-half points, 21 for the ballgame. Dort College trails 71-61. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Tate Martin in the ballgame. We've got a foul called on the first rotation by Dakota Wesleyan around the offense. Dort College gets called for a foul. That is Patrick Nabla. Nabla whistled for his second. Wesleyan looking to inbound. They throw it in over the top. Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. Dort College back to within 10, 71-61. It's as close as they've been since it was 65-55. Berg passes right side Martin. Martin with the ball. Martin out front. Martin feeds it off to Berg. Berg looking down low, and Feenstra commits the foul. Taylor Feenstra whistled for his second personal foul. Trey Berg will inbound the basketball. So Trey Berg to throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 13:44 remaining. Bamberg passes over to Martin. Martin with the ball. Martin on the right side. Martin has it in between the circles. Tate Martin looking for someone to pass to. Gives it up Jade Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller, they feed it down low for Voss, working against Den Herter. Voss facing up, down to the baseline. A little reverse is good. Jalen Voss with a two-point basket. He's got 15 for the game, averaging 20.6 for the season. 73-61, Wesleyan in front by a dozen. O'Donnell drives right side, puts it up, blocked. Rebound controlled by Voss. Voss with the basketball, back over to Tate Martin. Martin on the right side. Martin down to the corner, Jaden Miller. Miller with it in the corner, right side. They give it up, Berg. Berg driving in, right-handed layup, good. Trey Berg with 17. And the Tigers reestablish a 14-point lead, 75-61 on back-to-back field goals. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, another one short, no good. Races after his own rebound, saves it in. Wesleyan gets it, though, and they've got a run out. Tate Martin gives it off to Berg. Berg driving in, and Berg is fouled on the play by Brian Sumner. Berg will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Sumner helps him to his feet. 75-61 our score. Wesleyan in front by 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Free throw on the way by Berg is no good. Trey Berg, 3-for-3 this evening, 93% free throw shooter, misses that attempt. He's got another one coming. Another free throw for Trey Berg, 14-point ball game. 75-61, 12:33 remaining. Second free throw by Berg is up and good, so he makes one of two on that trip. It's 4-for-5 for the ball game. Wesleyan on defense. Dort College down 15. That's the biggest lead of the ball game for Wesleyan. Beg your pardon, they had a 16-point lead in the first half. Sampson off the glass, no good. J.D. Bohr had the offensive rebound, let it out of his hands, and Wesleyan comes away with the basketball. Wesleyan with it. Berg. Berg right side. He gives it up to Bamberg. Bamberg to Martin. Martin to Mitchell. Mitchell, three, got it. Joey Mitchell with a three-point bucket. He's got 15, and the defenders trail 78-61. Left side, P.J. Trammell. Here's Sampson. Sampson is stripped on the way up by Luke Bamberg. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan, they give it up to Trey Berg. Berg on the wing. Berg comes back over to Mitchell. Mitchell, spin move, nothing there. Comes back over to Tate Martin. Feed it down low, Bamberg. Bamberg, reverse layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Rindles. Dort College trailing 79-61. Rindles back to P.J. Trammell. Trammell, 15-footer left elbow, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a chance to blow it up to 20. Berg on the fly, drives in. And a blocking foul called on P.J. Trammell. Trammell tried to get to the spot. He gets called for the block. Berg will go to the free throw line for the three-point play. For Trammell, that is his third personal. Sampson checks out of the basketball game. Berg will go to the free throw line. Here in the second half, Berg with 8 points, trying for number nine. He's already got 20. And now 21. 81-61. Wesleyan has scored 10 in a row. Dort College had it down to 71-61. Now it's 82-61, beg your pardon. So a 21-point lead for the Tigers. Biggest lead of the ball game. With it is Feenstra. Feenstra's shot no good. Rebound taken away weak side by Wesleyan. Coming up with it is Jaden Miller. Miller ahead to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Berg. Berg into the corner. It goes Miller. Miller shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Trammell. Trammell into the front court. PJ gives it off to Rindles. Rindles tries to hand it off, and it's loose. Picked up by Mitchell. Stolen back by J.D. Bohr. Bohr into the corner. Rindles. Rindles, three ball. Missed it. High off of the rim. No good. Rebound weak side. Taken down by Bohr. Bohr is stripped again. And Wesleyan turns it over after the ball came loose. They lose it on the baseline. Wesleyan 82, Dort College 61. Wesleyan on a 11-0 run. They've outscored Dort College here in the second half, 24-17. Dump it down low, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf working against Miller. Puts it up, little half hook with the left hand is good for Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with 23 by my count. 13 in the second half after 10 in the first half. Dort College trails 82-63. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Wesleyan by 19, 82-63. Tate Martin to Joey Mitchell. Back over to Martin. Martin on the right side in front of the Wesleyan bench. Rindles hounding him there. Tate Martin into the lane. Gets it back over to Joey Mitchell. Misses the three. Long rebound, though. Mitchell comes away with it. Mitchell in traffic. His shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra picks up his third personal. And Joey Mitchell will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. This Wesleyan team, a very talented group, but I have said all along that the biggest change for them was at point guard. They were able to move Tate Martin to a backup role, and he's got an opportunity to learn under a veteran. Mitchell played for Black Hills State last year, transferred to Dakota Wesleyan this year, and I think is the main reason why they are challenging for the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship this year, with him playing point guard regularly for them. 84-63, our score. Pass goes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Rindles. Rindles gives it up underneath Feenstra. Feenstra tries to cross over, puts it up, blocked by Voss. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Martin gives it out front. Menning. Menning's going to drive the lane. His floater off the heel, no good. Taps it out for Mitchell. Mitchell, three on the way, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles traces it ahead. It's taken away by Berg. Berg lays it up, right hand, left side, good. Trey Berg with another two. Trey Berg now with 23 for the ball game. 11 here in the second half. And Dakota Wesleyan in the driver's seat. 86-63, Wesleyan pulling away. Right side, Trammell. Trammell in traffic, puts it up, blocked by Voss. Rebound taken away by Martin. Martin brings it quickly up the floor, passes ahead to Menning. Menning, layup good. Chris Menning with 21 points. Wesleyan leads it 88-63, and the defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDTR. Well, Wesleyan, in effect, putting this one away with this run. It was 71-61. They've outscored Dort College 17-2 since. Rindles driving in. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. He's stripped by Mitchell. Here comes Wesleyan. Menning ahead to Berg. Berg, layup right hand, good. Trey Berg with the two-point bucket. And Wesleyan leading 90-63. With it on the right side, Rindles. Rindles gives it up. Terpstra. Terpstra right wing. Back to Sumner. Sumner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, they feed it underneath Den Herter. Den Herter off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Voss. Voss with the basketball. Voss gets it ahead to Berg. 7:50 remaining. Wesleyan with the basketball. Gives it up Joey Mitchell. Mitchell back to Berg. Berg to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Tate Martin in between the circles. Comes back over to Joey Mitchell. Joey Mitchell on the wing. Mitchell to Manning. Manning back to Martin. Martin with the basketball in between the circles as he dribbles it back to the top of the key. Now Berg. Berg into traffic. Tries the one-handed pass. It's taken away. Rindles comes away with a deflection. Takes it in and tries the behind-the-back pass to Terpstra. Terpstra unable to handle it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Trammell checks in. Nabla checks in. Brandon Brewersma checks in. Checking out of the ballgame, Sumner, O'Donnell, and Rindles. Wesleyan basketball, 7-14 and counting. Manning passes right side to Berg. Berg out front to Miller. Backdoor cut, Manning. Manning, layup good. Chris Manning with 23 tonight. Wesleyan extends the lead 92-63. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back to Terpstra. Terpstra, three ball, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Miller. Miller gets it ahead to Berg. Berg with the basketball. Berg back over to Mitchell. Mitchell, Miller. Miller, top of the key, Manning. Manning with the basketball, backdoor cut. And Mitchell is fouled on the play after Brewersma knocks it away. Brewersma blocks it, but he's called for a foul. J.D. Bohr and Taylor Feenster will check into the ballgame. Joey Mitchell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 92-63, Dakota Wesleyan. In the midst of a 21-2 run. First free throw by Mitchell, no good. He's a 69% free throw shooter. That's the poorest of the starting five for Dakota Wesleyan. Tyler Waltersdorf checks out of the ballgame, as does Alex Terpstra. Joey Mitchell will shoot another free throw. Mitchell missed on the last attempt. This one's up and through. So Joey Mitchell, 3-for-4 in the second half from the free throw line. And Joey Mitchell with 18 points for the contest. J.D. Bohr with a basketball. Dort College trailing 93-63. P.J. Trammell out front for the defenders, guarded there by Trey Berg. Trammell passes right side. They get her over to Nabla. Nabla out front, J.D. Bohr. Now Trammell. Trammell looking down low for Brewersma. Brewersma. Brewersma backing his way in. Voss not giving any ground. Ball's deflected, picked up by Nabla. Back over to Trammell. Trammell floater, no good. Rebound tipped out. Mitchell comes away with it. Mitchell feeds Berg. Berg, three, no good. Short, rebound cleared by J.D. Bohr. And J.D. is fouled on the play by Joey Mitchell. Mitchell commits the personal. It's team foul number four on Dakota Wesleyan in this half. ...93-63 our score, Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan. P.J. Trammell gets the inbounds pass from Tyler Waltersdorf. Trammell with it on the right side. Trammell gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Trammell. Trammell to Brewersma. Brewersma hook shot, right hand, no good from the baseline. Rebound tipped, and it's down on the floor, picked up by Jade Miller. Miller gets it ahead to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Tate Martin, the sophomore backup point guard, leads this team in assists. He and Mitchell on the floor together, so you slide Mitchell over to a shooting guard. Spicer puts the shot up, blocked by Brewersma. Rebound taken away. Here comes P.J. Trammell. Trammell with the basketball in traffic, puts it up, blocked out of bounds by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. 5:06 left to go in regulation. Dort College trailing 93-63. Dort College in the midst of a drought that they haven't been able to solve. Mitchell checks out of the basketball game. We'll see if that is it for him or if he makes a return yet. Feenstra in traffic. Can't get the shot to go, but he's fouled on the play. And Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line. and will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Not a great night for the defenders offensively out of their post position. David Denherter, Sampson, and Fien are limited tonight to 10 points between the three of them. Now 11 as Feenstra makes that one. It's a credit to Jalen Voss and his defense. He's been able to control things down low. Tough to get position against the big fella. Taylor Feenstra makes both free throws. And now the Dort College defenders playing defense. Wesleyan has the basketball out front. This is Jade Miller with it. Miller passes right side Manning. Manning back over to Miller. Miller puts the three up. It's good. So Miller hits the three. Jade Miller now with 7 points. Right side with it is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Trammell. Trammell down low. Brewersma, 4:25 to go. Brewersma turnaround on the baseline. Not good. Rebound cleared by Manning. Manning with the basketball. He gives it up to Martin. Martin brings it up. Martin has it on the left wing, guarded there by Trammell. Right side is Lee. Lee goes to Martin. Martin, I beg your pardon, this is Miller. Now Spicer. Spicer puts it up. It's blocked by Brewersma out of bounds. Then Herter will check back into the game. Brewersma checks out. Not bad minutes by Brewersma. Tyler Waltersdorf checks out of the basketball game. It might be it for Tyler. 4 minutes remaining in regulation. Tate Martin with it. Gives it up Spicer. Spicer reverse layup good. Jason Spicer with the two-point bucket. Wesleyan leads 98-265. 98-65 our score. J.D. Bohr with the basketball out front. Feenstra. Feenstra left side. Trammell. Trammell to Denherter. Denherter with the right hand puts it up and he's fouled on the play. So Spicer whistled for the personal foul. His second with 3:36 remaining. Well, from here on out, Dort College has two home games and two road games in terms of GPAC play. Home with Nebraska Wesleyan and Northwestern. On the road with Midland and Morningside. You've also got the game with Grace this Saturday. Non-conference. Free throw by Denherter. The first one was good. He's got another one coming. He's got 5 points. Second free throw on the way for Denherter. This one's up and good as well. 6 points for Denherter. Dort College trails 98-267. Well, that run by Wesleyan where they took control of the game, pulling away from a 10-point lead, pushing the lead up to 30. Dort College able to counter with just one field goal in that stretch. And Dakota Wesleyan is controlled. Danny Voss passes left side over to Bohr. Bohr to Denherter. Denherter working against Spicer. Denherter reverse layup good. David Denherter with 8 second-half points. Defenders trail 98-69. 3:08 left to play. With a basketball out front, Dakota Wesleyan. Tate Martin on the right wing. Feed it down low, Spicer. Spicer guarded there by Denherter. He kicks it out. Three on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Dom Nibelink in the game for the defenders as well. Tate Martin on the right side. Martin with the basketball. They give it up to Sawyer Gibson. Gibson back over to Spicer. Spicer layup good. Jason Spicer with 4 points. Wesleyan leads 169. Right side pass is Voss. Voss to Kalk. Trevor Kalk in the lane. Back over to Danny. Danny three. Good. Danny Voss with a three-point basket. And the defenders trail 100-72. Tate Martin directing traffic. He passes left side over to Gibson. Gibson gives it up to Carr. Carr to Spicer. Spicer with the basketball. Spicer down on the block. Back out front, Martin. 1:54 remaining. Wesleyan basketball, Luke Carr. Carr to Lee. Lee back to Martin. Martin will put up the three. Missed it, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Door College basketball. Door College basketball, Boer, Brewersma, Nibelink, Voss, and Kalk on the floor. Danny Voss will bring it up. Well, Wesleyan's going to stay unbeaten here at home. They'll go to 13-0 this season at the Corn Palace. Danny Voss on the left wing. He's got 1-3 to his credit already. That runner from the left side, no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Wesleyan brings it up. This is Carr. Carr, right side, Jesse Taylor. Taylor back over to Sawyer Gibson. Gibson to Killam Karst. Now Carr, Luke Carr, driving left hand, puts it up, right hand, left side, good. Luke Carr with a two-point basket, 102-72, under a minute to go in this one. Kalk lob pass to Brewersma, Brewersma puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Bothered on the play by Wesleyan's Luke Carr. Out front with the basketball is John Vorwald. Vorwald to Carr. Carr back over to Vorwald. Wesleyan running the weave out front. They can run it down to about 10 seconds before they have to shoot. Pass comes over to Gibson. Gibson shot blocked by Brewersma. Shot from the perimeter, no good by Sawyer Gibson. And here comes York College with the basketball. Last possession of the game in all likelihood. J.D. Boer, floater in the lane, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Passes over to Kalk. Kalk to Voss. Danny Voss with the basketball left side. Feeds it Brewersma. Brewersma shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's your final. 102-72. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 23-3. 13-3 in the conference. Dort College slips to 16-9 and 8-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of tonight's men's college basketball game right after this. Letters. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Couple of the runs by Dakota Wesleyan decide this one. It was tied 25-25 near the midpoint of the first half. Dakota Wesleyan pushed the lead to double digits, 40-30, and went into the locker room up 58-44. Dort College scrapped to get back in this one. They trailed 71-61. And that is when Dakota Wesleyan went on a 22-2 run to extend the lead to 30, 93-63. Ends up being a final of 102-72. Here are the numbers. Dakota Wesleyan, 39 of 70 from the floor, 55.7%, 11 of 24 on threes, 45.8%, 11 of 24 on, I beg your pardon, 13 of 16 on free throws, 81.3%. For Dort College, 26 of 69 from the floor, 37.7%, 8 for 17 on threes, 47.1%, 12 for 16 on free throws, 75%. Rebounds, Dakota Wesleyan 38, Dort College 24. 5 offensive and 19 defensive for the defenders. For Dakota Wesleyan, 8 offensive and 30 defensive. Turnovers, Dort College 8, Dakota Wesleyan 7. Individually, Dort College led by Tyler Walterstorff's 23 points, 4 for 6 from the arc, 9 for 15 from the floor. 11 points for Nathan Rendles, most of those came early. After that, it dried up for Dort College pretty significantly. Alex Terpstra had 6 points in the first half. He ends with 8. He was 2 for 7 from the 3-point line, 3 for 8 for the ballgame. 8 points for David Den Herder, 3 for 6 from the floor, 2 for 4 for free throws. 4 each for Leighton Sampson and Taylor Feenstra. 3 each for P.J. Trammell and Danny Voss. 3 for Brian Sumner. For Wesleyan, Trey Berg, 25 points. Chris Menning, 23. Joey Mitchell, 18. Jalen Voss, 15. Jade Miller had 7 points. 2 for Tate Martin, 2 for Luke Carr, and 4 for Jason Spicer. Dort College was led in rebounding by Nathan Rendles with 5. He also dished 3 assists and had a steal. 4 rebounds for P.J. Trammell. and no one else with more than two. For Dakota Wesleyan, seven for Chris Manning, eight for Luke Bamberg, six for Jade Miller. Joey Mitchell also had six assists. Chris Manning had four assists along with Luke Bamberg. Let's take a break and we'll be back to wrap things up visiting with Coach Ross Dahmer right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. This campus is full. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College loses to Dakota Wesleyan tonight, 102-72, in front of a crowd estimated at a little over 3,000 here at the Corn Palace. And Coach Ross Dahmer joins me. And Coach, battled back to within 10 in the second half. And then Dakota Wesleyan flexed their muscle and pulled away. Tough run, and you were unable to slow them down, and they pull away for the big win. But for about 30 minutes, you battled back. You thought maybe you'd get in position, but Wesleyan just a little bit too much tonight.
Yeah, it's two Wednesdays in a row now where we played teams in Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan, and they both played very well. Wesleyan was very good here tonight. Talking with their coaching staff afterwards, he thought it was the best they played in quite some time, and I think we have a lot to do with that as well, Mike. I think we get down, we lose confidence, and we become disjointed, and we try to make it a situation where we try to catch up offensively, and defensively we just don't do enough, not nearly enough to be competitive. And that, I think, is the most disheartening thing, is the fact that we just simply weren't competitive on the defensive end tonight for obviously long enough period of time.
You talk about defense and being competitive. Is it positioning? Is it not being in the right place? Is it not getting close enough on shooters? Can you put your finger on it?
Yeah, it's just simply execution, and I think that requires a lot of work. And sometimes I just don't. Sometimes we play like we're real young, and I understand that we are, but it's also game number 25, and so you hope to have some of that shored up. But for 2 days, we talked about no threes, no threes, no threes, and yeah, they run a lot of stuff, and they're very smart, and, you know, high basketball IQ, but at halftime, they were 9 of 15. Again, last week against the Cliff, they had 17 three-pointers in the first half, and we said the same thing. We're just having a really difficult time getting out on shooters, defending the arc against some very smart and savvy teams, and we're getting really exposed by it.
Offensively, Tyler Walterstorff tried to keep you close for a while. Obviously, you need more than one player scoring 23 points.
He did, and Ty obviously has had several games in a row now where he's been very good, very effective, and we got 28 minutes out of him, which is about as many as we can get. I thought, he did his part offensively to try to keep us in there. For us to be effective, though, against these top-tier teams and the rest of our GPAC schedule, the remaining four games we have left, our top-tier teams, we have to be much better collectively as a group executing. And we're having just simply too many breakdowns too late in the season on the defensive end of the floor.
Take a break from conference play on Saturday with Grace. What do you hope to accomplish on Saturday?
Just be better. Just be better team defensively, be more competitive, compete longer on the defensive end of the floor. And I understand we're going to have breakdowns, and I understand that there's going to be some things that with our youth that we're going to struggle with. Wesleyan runs a lot of complex things, ball screens, double staggers, double flares that are hard to guard. But we also had 2 days to game plan, and I thought we would have been much better than what we were.
Coach, I don't have much more to ask you about this one. We'll pack it up. We'll head home and try it again tomorrow with practice and get ready for Saturday. And as you said, four games left in the conference season. Still a lot of things can be accomplished. And we'll see what happens as we'll find out a little bit more about this team as the next 2.5 weeks unfold.
Well, that's exactly right, Mike. And before I go, I just want to say that we have to get better and we have to do some things where we continue to make progress. And it seems like we're taking a step forward, a step back, step forward, step back, and it's been that way for a long time with the consistency thing, and I think that's more than anything we want to do here the next 2.5 weeks is just be as competitive as we can, especially on the defensive end of the floor as we move into hopefully the GPAC tournament.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahmer. Let's take a look at the scores from earlier today then, and the one that isn't complete I'm going to go ahead and call because – It certainly looks like it's going to go for Briarcliff. Last time I checked, the Briarcliff Chargers were ahead on Northwestern. That's not right. 87-57, so we're going to call that one for Briarcliff. So we can as much as put these in the books. Dakota Wesleyan over Dort, 101-71. Concordia defeats Nebraska Wesleyan and Seward, 86-83. Hastings over Doan, 77-70. Morningside over Mount Marty, 79-63. And Briarcliff will defeat Northwestern. That's a 30-point ball game with about 3.5 minutes left to go in the contest. We can scratch out our conference standings then, and they look like this. Dakota Wesleyan is 13-3. Midland Idle, they're 12-3. Morningside goes to 12-3. Briarcliff is now 11-4, or will be at the conclusion of their game with Northwestern. Dort College is 8-8. Concordia jumps past Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan now. They're 7-9. Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings are all 6-9. So a three-way tie for sixth place, shaping up to be a three-way fight for the last two spots in the GPAC tournament. Doan is now 4-12. They're two out in the win column. And Mount Marty, all but eliminated from postseason hope, as they are 0-16 after their loss tonight against Morningside. Conference games this weekend. Dakota Wesleyan's at Concordia. Morningside's at Midland. Northwestern is at Doan. Hastings visits Mount Marty. Briarcliff is at Nebraska Wesleyan. That will do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Our final scores once again, Dakota Wesleyan 64, Dort College 54 in women's play. Dakota Wesleyan 101, Dort College 71 in men's Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.